Defense Secretary William Perry said today that he is satisfied that Saddam Hussein is stopping his aggression against a Kurdish opposition group in northern Iraq. Perry told reporters that while it's too soon to say the situation is resolved, there are positive signs. But despite the withdrawal of Iraqi armor from northern Iraq, the United States is convinced that Saddam Hussein's security forces remain. NPR's Martha Raddatz reports.
The Iraqi tanks are reportedly out of Erbil and the towns that surround it. The artillery is gone as well, but this part of northern Iraq is not tank-friendly country anyway. In this type of mountainous, tree-lined terrain, infantry troops or security forces can operate much more effectively. And that's exactly what the U.S. believes is happening. State Department spokesman Glenn Davies says that when the tanks rolled out, Saddam Hussein rolled his security forces in.
I think those who've watched Saddam in action over the years would have little doubt that Saddam Hussein has in fact done such. He has left in his wake what we believe to be a very massive security presence, and he remains very much a factor to be dealt with in Erbil as well as around it.
The fear is that the Iraqi security forces could go door to door looking for and executing members of the Kurdish opposition, as the Iraqis reportedly did last weekend. This is one reason that the U.S. is reserving the right to take further action in Iraq. But unless one of the U.S. or coalition jets monitoring the no-fly zone is threatened, it's doubtful further strikes will occur in the near term, even though Saddam Hussein does remain a threat. U.S. officials do not believe anything more can be done at this point, although CIA Director John Deutsch was asked by a student after a speech at Georgetown University this week if there perhaps wasn't some other way to deal with Saddam Hussein.
I don't quite know how to phrase this because I would hate to sound cruel and that sort of thing, but with all the Kurds being killed and the rough situation in Iraq, I just can't help wonder why we haven't killed Saddam Hussein yet. If we could get him out of the picture, it'd be much easier.
Let me say that we have a law in this country, I don't know when it was passed, against assassination of any foreign individuals for political reasons. And I'm not sure that I believe that that's the most effective way to solve this problem. I personally think the idea of using assassination as a tool of policy is not one that is consistent with the values of this country or, frankly, that we could do well.
What the U.S. is also apparently having difficulty doing well is getting its cruise missiles to land right on target. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Perry said all the fixed Iraqi air defense systems the U.S. intended to hit had been sufficiently damaged. But today, Pentagon spokesman Ken Bacon said that doesn't mean the surface-to-air missile sites were destroyed.
Five were determined to be severely destroyed or damaged. One was either damaged or vacated, and in two, we determined that the targets had been moved before they were hit.
Bacon said intelligence teams have not yet had time to determine exactly where each of the 44 missiles ended up, although he's certain no civilian areas were hit. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.